ओम शांति। सो डिस्कशन ऑफ टुडे सब्जेक्ट मुरली, वी विल डू दिस इन टू पार्ट्स, पार्ट वन टुडे एंड पार्ट टू टुमारो। बाबा इज टॉकिंग टू अस इन थ्री फॉर्म्स टुडे। द फर्स्ट फॉर्म इज द फॉर्म ऑफ अ फादर, द सेकेंड फॉर्म इज द फॉर्म ऑफ अ सदगुरु, एंड थर्ड फॉर्म इज द फॉर्म ऑफ अ टीचर। So we'll see what he wants to tell us when he is a father, what he wants to tell us when he is a Sadguru, and what he wants to tell us when he is teacher. Tomorrow we'll see in detail about the conference which was organized here in 1983 conference, and what did Baba say to Dr. Robert Mueller, and to there was a message also through Dadi Gulzar. All those things we will see tomorrow. Today we will discuss some important things about these. So even before I start this, Einstein was once upon a time asked by somebody, what do you think about Third World War? So he said, I do not know anything about Third World War. I can't predict, but I can definitely foretell something about Fourth World War. And the questioner was puzzled, and he asked him back, what do you think about Fourth World War? So he says, I don't think that Fourth World War would ever take place, because Third World War, if it happens, it would wipe out humans from the face of the earth. So that was his answer. The First World War, it killed almost, I think, 30 million people. Second World War, it took the toll of about 75 million people across the world. And if you study the history of the human beings, right from Copper Age till now, they say there are about 15,000 wars in last 2,500 years. These are some major wars. So if you calculate, there are just about 300 days where human being was not battling, and that also these days, in fact, they were preparation for the war. So they were not at peace. So if you see the entire humanity, this is the history of as if a war. Whatever scriptures, whatever religions, whatever morality we have, the result is this, that we had two major wars and now third is about to come. We don't know when. So here, Baba has come as Sadguru, and he is telling us something about realization. He said, there was a world peace conference, the first of its kind, for the first time in the history of Brahma Kumaris, because people used to say that these Brahma Kumaris should come on the ground. There was a Gyanamrit maxim, March 1983, which gave the detail of this conference. And that an article there, probably written by Jagdish Bhai, he said that we in Brahma Kumaris have organized lot of fairs, lot of functions on smaller scales. And that's why people used to say, when are you going to come on the ground? So this was for the first time, or rather people used to say, what are you doing for world peace? You're just talking about destruction all the time. What are you doing for world peace? So this was the first attempt to have such an international conference here, where delegates from about 40 countries had come, about 3,000 delegates. And this conference was very much successful. First conference in Om Shanti Bhavan. So conference is over, and Baba said, you gave very good lectures. And Baba hears all your lectures. Baba listens all your lectures. But now he is telling you the essence of all that you said. And he said that word is realization. He also wants to give solutions. So this realization, he talked at three stages. three stages of realization. The first stage of realization, he is talking for the worldly people, where there is atmosphere of war around and there is talk of peace. The first stage of realization is, what is the value of human life? Even the worldly people understand this. And if they can understand it deeply, there would be peace on this earth. Even if you just understand what is the value of human life. I was just reading about the statistics of suicides. As per World Health Organization 2012 data, there are about 8 lakh suicide world around. Out of those 8 lakhs, 17%, that is 1,35,000 suicides per year are happening in India. This is a figure of 2012. So 8 lakh suicide around the world and 17% in India. In India also they said maximum in Kerala and Tamil Nadu. And they said male and female ratio 2:1. Male are committing twice the suicide as females committing suicides. So this is what people are. On one side there are wars and on other side there are suicides. So what is the value of human life? Baba said, once they understand the value of human life, automatically all this battling and all this wars, they would finish and there would be peace on this planet. So this realization, this is the first platform of realization. This realization is needed. Value of human life. This human life is precious. It is not just for the handful of politicians, their some vested interest or monetary or some gains. They are making two countries to fight with each other and thousands and millions are dying. We are not for that. This person, Robert Mueller, if you look at the life history of this man, which I will discuss in detail tomorrow, right from the time he was a very small child, how he was faced to his, he saw such sinister, such dreadful features of war right from his childhood. The war, often German and France, German and French, they are fighting with each other. He saw people dying like anything. And that's time he just made this resolution in his mind that I would strive for peace. His father scolded him. What are you doing? What are you thinking of peace? You are such a poor person. This is not up to you to establish peace on this earth. This is the job of those politicians. They think of peace. You are not supposed to think of peace. So there is a good story about him and how he became the messenger of peace and later on how he joined United States. So I was just saying this is the first platform of realization. Even if human beings can realize what is the value of human life, they can create peace on this planet. And that will put an end to all the wars and all the battles that are happening. First level of realization. Second level of realization, what is the need of humanity? Or what is the need of, what is the basis of humanity and what is the basis of human life? If they can realize this, the basis of human life is that we are soul. This realization, just this realization, who you are, not this body, but just your soul, then what will happen? There would be maintenance of peace. You will maintain peace on this planet Earth. The first I said is creation of peace. Second, you will start maintaining peace on this planet Earth. If you come to the realization that you are souls, this is the basis of humanity or human life. Second platform. If these, whether it is Kashmir, whether it is Pakistan, whether it is Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea or Israel or any country, if those people can realize just this much that they are souls, they can maintain peace. They will realize that peace is the original religion. Peace is the original religion. This is the second platform of realization. Third platform of realization. This third platform, they will understand probably when they will come in Gyan. Because here they will understand I am an elevated soul. One. Second, I am child of supreme or almighty authority. When they will come to this realization, the third realization would be, at present they are weak, they will become powerful. That weakness will get converted into power. So they will become powerful, and with that powerful, no matter, they can do anything they want, however they want, in practical life. So Baba says that whatever you spoke in your lectures, good. But these three realizations all human souls should come to. First, they should realize the importance of human life. It is not so cheap that is lost in homicide or suicides. No. In India earlier, before 2014, according to the IPC, India Penal Code, anybody who commits suicide, and if suppose he survives, he would have to suffer 1 year imprisonment. But this rule is repealed now after 2014. So it no more exists. So we need to understand the value of human life, and let others also understand the value of human life. So Baba is talking as Sadguru. He is teaching us what is realization. What is realization? The first man from this planet, from India, who went abroad in Chicago, Swami Vivekananda, he talked about this at length. Whatever lectures he gave there, the first lecture and then paper on Hinduism, and then the third lecture on Buddhism, and the fourth lecture on fanaticism and all that. He spoke only about this. What are the causes of wars? Why religions are fighting with each other? Why this planet Earth, there is a bloodbath in the name of religion? It's just because of your narrow thinking, your tubular vision, and so on and so forth. So he talked at length about all these things. So Baba said, they should realize the value of human life. One, they should realize their spiritual nature. You are not just material being, but there is a spiritual aspect of your personality, which is imperishable, immutable, indestructible. And you are that. Thou art that, Tattvamasi. And third aspect, what type of soul I am? I am the child of supreme soul. I am the child of supreme authority. So these are the three platforms of realization. This is the aspect of Baba as Sadguru. Baba is also come in this Murli as a father. And when he comes as a father, he has given lot of soma and self-respects. So all of you have already discussed this Murli yesterday. So what are the self-respect Baba gave? Manjubin? Who are you? You are image of support. Adhar Murt. You are image of upliftment. Udhar Murt. You are serviceable children of Baba. You are yogi children of Baba. You are constant and easy yogi. You are serviceable. You are right hand. You are cooperative souls. You are the jewel of forehead. You are the jewel of contentment. You are the jewel of his heart. You are the jewel of bead of crown of his head. So these are the different self-respects Baba gave us. You are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. He is loving us so much. You are the support of his heart. No one should think that my name has not been taken. You are the support of Babdada's heart. You are the ones who are going to be the support of the world. You are the image of support for this world. The condition of the world is deteriorating. The world is in shambles, in the stage of moral depravity, deteriorating each and every day. Each passing moment, there is a deterioration in the world. So, you are the support of the world. You are the image of upliftment. The world has fallen. The stage of the world is in total degradation. You are the image of upliftment. And Baba, then he is saying, how much Baba loves you all. Each one of you. He loves so much. He is also saying, Baba is singing your song on the path of devotion, you were singing his songs, you were praising him, you were glorifying him, all those eulogizing on the path of devotion. Now Baba has come and he is singing your song. He is singing your glory. And what is his song, Sushil Bhai? What is Baba Dada's song? Wah, wah, wah. His song starts with wah and his song ends with wah. And his songs in the middle also there is wah. So it is his wah, wah song. It's a blockbuster. It's a very powerful, number. Godlihood number. This is not Bollywood number. This is Godlihood number, which is making rounds on all the social medias, in every heart. It's evergreen song. And actually he knows this song only. He has only one song. You have so many songs. You sang so many songs, but he has only one song. All time favorite song. He doesn't like so many songs. But his song is so favorite. You keep on singing so many, but most of the times your heart is not in that song. He sings only one song, but that song is so powerful. And now, here is the homework, which everybody should do. The homework is, what are those things which you earlier thought impossible and you are now seeing in the corporeal form? This is the homework from the Murli. So everybody should write 21 points for this. What are the things that we have seen in corporeal form which earlier we thought were impossible? You can divide this topic into like this. When we first met Baba, what are the scenes of Baba Milan? What are the scenes of Madhuban? What are the scenes of this family? Whatever we saw with these eyes, which were seemingly impossible earlier, but now which has materialized, which has become reality. So what are those scenes, vistas we have seen which were impossible, which we thought to be impossible? So this is the homework from today's Murli. Okay, so this is the aspect of father, Baba as father. He is coming and he is loving everyone. He is saying, don't think that I have not taken your name. Don't think that this zone, in Baba's, according to the Baba places every zone as number one. Every zone is number one. And Baba is remembering each one of you with his name. So this is the aspect of God as father, aspect of God as Sadguru, and now the third aspect. Aspect of God as teacher. And as a teacher, he has given four homeworks in this Murli. What are they? Agnikilesh Bhai, what are the four homeworks from this Murli which Baba has given as a teacher? When a teacher comes to teach, he gives homework. The first homework is, remember me. Second homework is, remind others to remember me. You have to remind others that they should remember me. This is the second homework. First homework is, yesterday Sakar Murli Baba said, Baba gives you time, simply remember me for 8 hours. Only 8 hours. I don't want all your 24 hours. Please, you can keep all your other time for you. Only 8 hours. Prakash Bhai, you cannot remember me only for 8 hours also? Baba is saying you. Baba is telling. So Baba says, simply remember me. You have only one connection, soul, I, the soul, I don't have anything, I don't possess anything, I just have him with me, that's it. So, the first homework is, just remember him. Increase the chart of remembrance, as much as possible. Remember him in every breath. Every breath. There's a very beautiful story about that, who is that? No, not Alice. who is Majnu? What is that? Leila. Not Leila Majnu, other one. Leila. Not Devdas. 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 I don't know how far that story is true. When Devdas comes back and he meets his lover, and she asks her he was somewhere in some foreign countries. So she asks her, when did you remember me? So he says, I didn't remember you at all. I didn't remember you when I was doing my job. I didn't remember you when I was at home. I didn't remember you when I was in my office. I didn't remember you when I was moving around. I didn't remember you when I was moving around. I didn't remember you when I was eating. I didn't remember you when I was running. Anything. He tells 10 things like that. And then at least says, I didn't remember you doing all of this. I remembered you only when I was taking every breath. That was the only time I remember you. Otherwise, I had no time to remember you. Who will remember you? I had no time. It's only when I was taking breath. With that every breath only I was remembering you. That's it. So, that is the level. That's the level of... So you have to... That is known as mindfulness. That is known as awareness. That is known as spirituality. That is known as wakefulness. And the enlightened, awakened consciousness, awakening with Brahma Kumaris, this awakened consciousness is the stage of remembrance of God. The first homework is, remember me. Second homework is, remind others, those who have forgotten me, those who are drowned in the ocean of oblivion. They are swimming in that ocean of forgetfulness. They have become Baba's children, but now they have forgotten. They are sleeping in this ocean of oblivion. Now remind them to remember me. Second homework. Third homework. Your every action should become memorial. Your every action should become a memorial. This is what you have to do. So what awareness should be there? Look at the lives of all the great men of history. Whatever they did, that has become biography, autobiography, or is recorded in history. Abraham Lincoln did this. Mahatma Gandhi did this. Martin Luther did this. Everything is written in the history. They did this. Jesus did this. Buddha did this. So whatever they did, every word they spoke, that became history, part of history. So Baba said, every action of yours should become a memorial. This is the third homework. So how much attentive, how much we have to pay attention to all the actions. Whatever we do, because the whole world is seeing us. I will give you yesterday's example. Yesterday one brother came to me in OPD. This is a very, he is a dedicated brother from Shantivan who works day in, day out. Day and night he works. Yesterday he was coming to Mount Abu. He had his vehicle and somebody dashed against his vehicle. So he got angry. So that other person also got angry. And there was sort of bickering between the two. And then he said, go to police station. So they both went to police station. And then again he called up somebody because he is in media, so everybody knows him. So he called somebody, so that somebody came. So a lot of things happened and he proved that it is the other person's mistake. So all things done. The other person who dashed him, at the time of going, he said, I thought you all are from Brahma Kumaris. I don't expect this from you. And I used to listen to your programs, but I think I should never listen to Brahma Kumaris again. And this brother who came to OPD yesterday, he was narrating this incident to me. He is feeling repentant. I made some mistake. He is the person who works day and night, I will say. I am not going to tell his name. He is the person who is responsible for great services. But he said, that person, when he said to me that I will stop going to Brahma Kumaris from today. He said, we are working so much in media and I felt very bad. So I just told him three things and which I will tell here again. Three things are most important in life. First is your stage. First, give priority to your stage. Second, relationship. And third, seva. Let there be some losses in the services. Let there be somebody does mistake. But relationship is greater than seva. And your stage is even greater than that. Your stage, 1 crore. Relationship, 1 lakh. And seva, 1,000. So, do not break the relationship at any point of time. So this is the third homework. Baba said your action should become memorial. What is the fourth homework? Give visions. Every second, give visions to soul. Vision of two things, of the self and the supreme soul. And how do you give the vision? By the mirror of your practical life. Your practical life should become a mirror, and in that mirror they should see themselves and they should see God. This vision you have to give. These are the four homeworks Baba gave as a teacher. So first he talked to us as a father, and he gave so many somans. You are also a great donor. You are bestower of blessings. He also said this in Yad Pyar. You are bestower of blessing. You are great donor. You are the one who is always full. You are complete. Great yogi, easy yogi, constant yogi, image of support, image of upliftment, you are all these things. Jewel of heart, jewel of contentment, jewel of forehead, jewel of crown of Bab Dada's head. These are different somans as a father he is telling you. Second, he sang you a song, and then he gave that homework. What you are seeing, write those 21 points. That you are seeing with the eyes, naked eyes, which you thought were impossible in the path of devotion. Second, he came as a Sadguru. He told three levels of realization. The first level, value of human life. Second level, basis of human life as soul. And third level, what is the quality, what type of soul you are. I am the most elevated soul. Each one of you is elevated than the other, than the next, he said. Each one of you is most elevated than the other. The next, second level. And the third level is, I am the elevated soul. I am the son of Almighty authority. And if you have this self-respect, you can do any work. You will never become weak. You will always become powerful. This is his second form as Sadguru. And third form, he talked to us as a teacher. Three homeworks, remember me, remind others. And third, actions. Should become memorial. And fourth, divine vision, sakshatkar to souls of self and God through the mirror of practical life. So another homework is what should be seen in the mirror of our practical life. If our practical life is a mirror, what the world should see in that? Baba said two things, but there are many things they should see. Everybody can churn on this. Om Shanti.